That was a tough pill.
Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? One second. Intermission. Yeah, early morning radio. Champ. Just counting the days till my fight, man. Yeah, you know, I'm getting some rest. You know, the thing is, I'm used to fighting every week. You know what I mean? Not now that it's been like, my last victory was December 12th. It's been over a week. You know, for me, it's just like, I'm always fighting. I'm always fighting everywhere, even in Ukraine. Well, I mean, when I first got there, you know, I was just banging my ex-wife. But yeah, you know, I'm just really, this woman, speak of the devil, I just talked to, like, an hour ago, I just talked to Daria on the messenger Viber. Well, yeah, she's a twisted little bitch. So what can I say about her? You know what I mean? There's no getting back together. I mean, I know she's gonna beg me back, but you know, I'm gonna have to block her. This chick tried to threaten me. She's like, no, it's cops. You know what I mean? Saying Interpol and all that international police. I'm like, what the fuck is this bitch smoking? Like, I told this to my homies that they burst out laughing. I'm not joking. Yeah, man. Like, one of the homies was smoking a cigarette. He fucking cigarette spit it out of his mouth, man, laughing, man. Like, what the fuck did I do? Like, for you to hit up Interpol on the champ, you know what I mean? And she was like, oh, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, bitch, do you understand what you're saying? Fuck that bitch. I'm gonna fucking spill out all the dirt on her. She does fucking coke, man. That's why I left her. I mean, alcohol is bad enough. She does both. You understand? Well, alcohol doesn't make you say crazy shit like what she was saying, like when she was fucking, like one time we're walking and she's like we're kissing, making out, and she's like, oh, who are you? I'm like, what the fuck? And she's like, oh yeah, I didn't hit him up, like I didn't get Interpol on you because everything's good in my life. I'm like, fuck you, bitch. You made everything bad in my life when I was in your life, and now everything's good in your life? Go fuck yourself, ho. Fuck that bitch. And to all you delusional haters that are fucking siding with my seconds, let me tell you clowns something. You fucking retards. My ex-wife, okay? This woman, you know, well, she was right, but when she talks shit about you people, but when she was with me, she talked mad shit about you clowns. So, I mean, that's just like, so it's crazy. It's like every time, like when I remember like back in 2015 when I dumped her, she sided with the haters. And then when she got back with me, sad, man. Like, I had, like, girlfriends before, like, when we broke up, you know, shit didn't work out or whatever, you know, like, one girl just, like, she moved out of state, and, like, I told her I can move there, too, but whatever, you know, just, like, when I broke up with other girls, like, they didn't side with no delusional bots on the internet, like, what the fuck? That's so, like, immature bullshit, man. You know what I told her? I said, bitch, straight up, the only claim to fame that you have is that you were Charlie Zelenoff's wife. You were the champ's wife. That's it. I told her. I wrote to her. The only claim to fame. That's it. That's all you got. Is that you were Charlie Zelenoff's wife. First wife. But believe me, I'm going to have a second one. That's the only claim to fame you got. What else do you got? You're a hot girl? There's millions of hot girls out there. Yeah, but you do coke. Your hotness is going to disappear. And like, dude, when she's 30, she's going to look like she's 45 or 40. If she continues fucking sniffing, doing lines. Why do you think I left her? Motherfuckers think I left her because she was, you know, for some minor shit. Well, that's how it may have seemed like to the general public when I first came back. Now you know, man. I won't do a drug addict, bitch, man. I want to have kids, man. What the fuck? You kidding me? Fucking. Okay, drug addict. I'm clean. I don't do any of that bullshit. Dude, I don't even drink or smoke anymore. I quit all that shit, man. That's why do you think I fight so fucking good? Why do you think I fight so much better now than I did in, like, you know, like before? You know what I mean? Exactly. But I want to have a beautiful wife. Okay, beautiful, yes. She's beautiful. But a beautiful, normal wife, no drama. The thing is, that's what shows drama. Plus, alcohol and drugs. I want to have normal kids. You know what I'm saying? At least one kid. Why do you think that every time, like, I fuck her, I'd bust in her, and she would get mad at me, like, what the fuck? Like, one pregnancy test showed that she was pregnant, just the first one, yeah, but then the second, third, fourth, fifth, they all said that she's not pregnant. And she was getting mad at me, and I'm like, bitch, you should stop doing lines. You know what I'm saying? I'm the champ, man. I win fights. I go in rings, cages. I go to gyms. I put on the gloves, and I beat the fuck out of everybody. Now, let's talk some boxing. Okay. To all you deluded, demented haters out there that are hoping to see my downfall, you're never going to see it. You understand? Okay, let's see. I fought a lot of people. I beat everybody who I fought. I beat a lot of people. I fought a lot of fighters, a lot of different styles. Boxers, MMA fighters, kickboxers, Muay Thai, right? Marines, beat a Navy SEAL, military, street fighters, everybody, man. Sambo, so I fought a lot of different styles. Now, I'm obviously the most skilled fighter in the world, number one pound for pound. The most skilled fighter, well, listen, he's number two. The most skilled fighter that I beat is that ninjutsu Muay Thai fighter. Yeah, he the reason why he was moving, his stance was like, that's a ninja stance. You know, there's like a martial art called ninjutsu. Yeah, they teach you how to do that shit. Well, see, them motherfuckers are fast as fuck and they're hard to hit. They could switch from lefty to from southpaw to orthodox in like a split second. They could just keep switching. You know what I mean? They've got their foot. You pay attention to his feet. But he was southpaw, then orthodox, and southpaw. That's why it was hard to hit. He was hard to hit, but I still hit him. I smashed his face in with a left hook in the beginning. Then he got his little ninja stance, trying to be all fancy and shit, but he didn't do any damage. He missed, he hit my gloves, and then he hit the back of my head. Yeah, when you're boxing with gloves on, back of the head shots don't count. But when you're street fighting, of course they count. Everything counts when you're street fighting, except multiple people. But one-on-one, everything, anything goes. You can do anything. You don't even have to box anymore. It's just I'm such a great fighter that I'm able to keep it on the feet. Like when I beat the shit out of Jason Nabisky, I kept it on the feet, and I pummeled him, and I dropped him. Then his gym, his bitch ass, his MMA boys separated us. They saved his fucking life, man, but I gave him a good beating, man. Beating Jason Nabisky was so phenomenal. That guy talked a lot of shit. That guy was a real-life hater, you know what I mean? He was a hater with fighting experience, with MMA experience, you know what I mean? You haters, like you regular bot haters, you clowns, don't have any fighting experience. You just talk out of your ass on the internet. Well, Jason was a hater that had fighting experience, and he got his ass kicked. Guess what? All it could is a bum. He literally has no fighting experience. He's like an actual, like, real-life hater that I know. Well, hey, I broke his jaw. See? He's not talking anymore. That's what I'm saying. When he felt the force, Oleg was 3 blocks away from me. When I broke his jaw, when I beat his ass, we're about to enter 2017. I beat Oleg October 19, 2011. It's been that long. And this motherfucker, nothing. Hasn't done shit, hasn't attempted any revenge, nothing, because he knows that the same will happen again. He has not taught nothing. You know what I'm saying? Deontay Wilder smashed him with that left hook. And hasn't attempted the revenge at all. Well, I mean, the thing is, the disqualification cannot be considered revenge because he got disqualified. He lost. Okay, he got a knockdown in, but he was getting punched in the body. Dude, if I got TKO'd that motherfucker in the ring with one punch, and then the second fight we're both punching each other, and I score a knockdown, and then I DQ myself. I would not be claiming those as victories. Those are losses. Wow, there's a delusional, crazy motherfucker. His fans are crazy. This guy is nothing, man. You know what I mean? He's only known in Alabama. And still, to the people that follow this fake boxing shit, there's some people in Alabama, I bet, that don't even know who he is. Everybody in LA, like, knows who I am, even non-boxing fans. Like I walk the street, I encounter people that I don't even know, and like I've never seen them in my life before, and they're like, "Hey, Charlie Z, what's up, man? Let me get a picture, man. Let me get an autograph." You know, see, that's respect. That's real fans. You clowns on the internet, jokers, message me and say, "Yo, what's up, champ?" And then next thing you know, it's like some chump was talking to me, and I'm like, I look at his fucking header. I didn't see it in the beginning, and I'm like, "Oh, what the fuck? He has a picture of Muhammad Ali." I'm like, "Man, fuck you, motherfucker." I'm like, "You fake-ass motherfucker, man. You're talking shit about these paid professional actors, and you got a picture of one of them on your header. Why don't you have a picture of me punching some U.S. Marine or some shit on your header, you know, if you're really a fan? You don't have to have a picture of me on your header, but why have a paid professional actor's picture, though? I'm not saying that people that don't have my header on, that don't have me on their header, that are not fans, that you could have your girlfriend, your wife, your kids, you know, that's fine. But why do you have a paid professional actor on your header that lost 5 times? Charlie Zelenoff never lost the best. So that's what I'm saying. All you do is no haters. If that ninjutsu motherfucker couldn't beat me, the ninja Muay Thai motherfucker, if he couldn't beat me, then nobody can. He's the most skilled fighter that I beat, that I fought, out of all 177 fighters. He's number 2 pound for pound. Clearly that guy was better than Joseph Waller. Clearly he was better than Deontay Wilder. Clearly he was better than, man. Derek the Giant's like a turtle, man. He's so fucking slow. That guy would outbox Derek the Giant, possibly even knock him out. You know what I mean? Southpaw Sill? Yeah, Southpaw Sill and him would be a good fight, but you know what? I think that ninja dude would beat Southpaw Sill. Yeah, because Southpaw Sill, I hit him more times. The ninja guy was, he was tough. You know, but then again, if the fight wasn't stopped, I would have knocked him out, but, you know. No, I think Sambo Russian and him would be a good fight. Sambo Russian would have a puncher's chance, but no, man. If I had trouble hitting him, then yeah, Sambo Russian wouldn't hit him. But like I said, then a rematch with him would be great. I hope I see him again so I can knock him out this time. But I beat him up on points. And, you know, so. Motherfuckers know who number 2 is, and he lost to me. So I doubt that I'll. I mean, you never know, but I doubt that I'll meet a fighter who's better than Sambo Russian and ninjutsu Muay Thai dude. And see, them motherfuckers. See, well, Sambo Russian's first name is Andre. I don't know his last name. I don't know this dude's name. But who cares what their name is? You know, that's the actor mentality. Like, oh, what's their name? You know, like the WWE mentality. Like, what's his name? Who cares? Like, U.S. Marine. What's his name? Doesn't matter. He's a Marine. You know, he's strong. You know, he's tough. You know, he knows how to fight. Well, Charlie Z beat his ass. These haters are mentally sick. I'm trying to educate you people. To all the normal people listening to this radio, I'm trying to educate you in a combat standpoint. That there is, it doesn't matter. Well, I mean, okay, everybody knows Charlie Z. Charlie Z, that's my name. Charlie Zonoff, Charlie Z, whatever you prefer to call me. But the opponents who I beat, believe me, I don't fight scrubs in there. Yeah, I mean, in the beginning, you know, there's some scrubs like Andrew Harley and fucking Jason Bisky, you know. I wouldn't say that he's a scrub, you know, he's average, you know, but okay, Oleg Khudjian, Andrew Harley, you know, yeah, they're scrubs. But see, I had to get those moral wins. I had to get those scrubs out the way. But now that I did, everybody I fight you know. Okay, Sambo, U.S. Marines. I mean, we're talking. Okay, so special ops soldiers, special forces, Israeli special forces. I mean, come on, dude. Not only are these good opponents, but these guys are world class, top level opponents. These are opponents that no paid professional actor would want to face. Charlie Zonoff just beats the fuck out of all of them. Like they're full, like nothing, like they're clowns. Even though they're not clowns, but I beat them like with ease. Come on, Aaron. Oh, hell no, I ain't getting back with her. No, fuck that. She stopped sniffing them lines, man. I'll consider it. And even then, I'm cool. No, man, I think that the fact that she tried to... Man, you all know where Interpol is, right? She threatened me with Interpol. That's hilarious, you know, but at the same time, it, you know, goes to show what kind of bad person she is. Hold on, one second. Yeah, I take that back when I said I'd rather get back with Daria than I'd rather get back with my wife than go with Kim. No, I'd obviously rather go with Kim, but the thing is, with Kim, I don't know, man. She's with Kanye West. By the way, I saw fucking... Nah, man, I'm good on that, too, because I'd rather get it with a girl who's hotter than both of them that just doesn't have any kind of baggage, you know what I mean? I saw some rapper dissing Kardashian. He had some... I don't like that motherfucker. He's a Mayweather fan, but it was, I gotta admit, it was funny, though. It was funny, though, what he said. Hey, man. I don't know. He has a point. No, I'm good, man. I'm good on the whole Daria thing. She's saying that she got better. She quit everything. She's clean. She's this. She's that. I'm like, bitch. I think she has somebody else. I'm not sure. But I'm like, wait, bitch. So you're knowing that I dumped you and that I ain't getting back with you. So now you're willing to change. Even if you don't have somebody else, you're going to, obviously, you're not going to be alone. You're going to have a boyfriend, right? So you're willing to change for somebody else, but you're not. Well, you did it. For 2 years, I gave you the chance, and you didn't want to do it for me? Fuck this bitch, man. The fuck? And she's saying why you left me and all this shit. Look, man. Like, if she was my underage daughter, then, yeah, I can't really leave her. But she's my... She's, you know... She's 20 years old. She mean in Ukraine, you got to be 18 to drink. So over there, she's a grown-up woman. LA, yeah. But listen, she's my wife. I have the full right to leave my wife at any time. I paid for the house. And she's just fucking... She's just a fraudulent bitch, man, that just loves to steam up drama, man. When drama doesn't go on for like 4 or 5 days, she just starts shit. She's the way she is. And I lived with her. Nobody knows her better than I do because I spend the most time with her, man. You know what I'm saying? More time than her mom, than her brother, than her whole fucking family, dude. And I'm telling you, man, she's not... The type of girl that you want to be with. She's the type of girl that, you want to fuck and everything. But then to settle down with, man, over my dead body, man. No, I really did love her. I did. And she loved me. But feelings are mutual and all. But no, we do love each other. But no, nah, man. Dude, I'm on air, man. What the fuck? Homeboy, it's your computer, not my radio, man. One of your parts is your favorite. Kind of boxing gloves do you use? Boxing gloves, Everlast, Well, it depends, man. I switched them up in the whole year, you know. I was knocking everybody the fuck out with the Everlast, you know, those black ones. And yes, they all had a lot of padding, and I still knocked motherfuckers out. And then you saw in Ukraine, I was using like they're kind of like I forgot the color. It was like red. It was a different kind of red. Like darkish red, yeah, those gloves. Yeah, I bought them in Ukraine. They were good gloves. You know what I mean, I bought two pairs. Same for my opponent, same for me. Same padding, same gloves, same everything. It's the same, and I still won. I literally, okay. Do you understand? I beat a heavyweight that was like I don't know. He said he was like around 6'5", 6'6". He, regardless, the guy was 229 pounds, Muay Thai kickboxer. This motherfucker had fucking 70 pounds on me. 69, 70 pounds on me. And we had 10 ounce gloves. And I still fucking TKO the fucking shit out of him. You know what I'm saying? Boxing growing up, nobody, man. There's a paid professional actors, man. Yeah, I watched Mike Tyson. I watched Evander Holyfield and Tommy Morrison, and I wasn't impressed with none of them. I knew that one day I said, when I get older, when I grow up, and, you know, to be the man that I am today, hey, I sure predicted my future, man. I said that I'm going to be better than all these motherfuckers. I say, if I'm really going to be a professional boxer, but see, I took a different route. The underground is the real route. And of course, at that time when I was a kid, I thought that, you know, yeah. But then when I really got to know the people behind HBO and all that shit, and I'm like, wait a minute, these are not fighters. These are fakes. These are actors. These are not fighters. Their whole purpose is to fool you, so you can buy tickets. What? Listen. When I beat Akeem Akinbaud for the first time. No, but the rematch, when I beat him in the rematch, I already knew Boxrec was completely fake. That's when I had a rematch for Akeem in Tiger's Gym. That's when I stuck with the underground, because I realized that the mainstream will bring you nothing but bullshit. I was scheduled to fight on Fake Rec many times, and I dealt with these. It's all you do is no haters. Listen up, clowns. Here's why I took the underground boxing route. Not the Fake Rec bullshit route. Box Rec is a joke, and let me explain why. With all this being said, with all this that's about to be said, I still managed to beat Deontay Wilder. See? Would Box Rec make that fight? Man, they bailed on. Okay. I was scheduled to fight. Well, who does Box Rec have besides bums? Everybody on Box Rec, it's all bums. Deontay Wilder's a bum. I crushed that, but they're all bums. So I was scheduled to fight a bum. What do they do? They had me go to this Commerce Casino, right? That's where a lot of Box Rec events take place. I show up there, and I tell the promoter, I'm like, okay, so what's up? Where's the opponent? Where is it? Where's the contract? He's like, oh, you know, sorry, Mr. Zelenoff, one of the guys, obviously I was the main event, but he said, one of the guys on the card, he bailed. And then the other guy, he couldn't sell enough tickets. You see what I'm saying? It's a show. So because of some clown who failed to sell tickets, and because of some idiot who got cold feet and decided to not show up, decided to bail, they go boom. I'm like, so what are you saying? Oh, the card's going to be postponed or canceled. I'm like, what the fuck? So then I get another promoter. The same shit happened. Some idiot bailed, the card canceled, this canceled, that canceled, this canceled. You know what? I said, hey, Box Rec, fuck you. You clowns are not fighters. You go, wait, why is it canceled? Oh, tickets, oh, this, oh, that, oh, blah, oh, you're all fucking failures. That's why you clowns fight once a year. Now I understand why you fight fucking, like, what the, you know what I mean? Like, instead of fighting in January, they're gonna be like, oh yeah, we're fighting like in mid-April or May or June. Like, you motherfuckers, like, in Christmas season, they're already scheduling their next fight for the fucking summer of 2017. Is that normal? To have that, for them it is, but in the for real fighters like me, it's not, because it's like, what the fuck are you going to do for 5 or 6 months or 4 months? What are you going to do? You don't need that much training. I train for 1 week, 2 weeks tops, and this is it. I'm ready to go. Most of the time I train for a day or two, and this is it. I'm ready to go. Sometimes I don't even train at all, and I knock motherfuckers out. That's what I look. I'm just explaining to everybody why I don't take, why I'm not on HBO, why I'm not. But somehow I managed to beat all their asses. Well, not all, because a lot of them ducked me. A lot of their asses, okay. I beat a K-1 fighter. I beat Deontay Wilder. I beat Jill Zavala. Jill Zavala, he's a commercial fighter. Well, he retired. I retired. Who retired him? I did. I beat a Bellator motherfucker. See what I'm saying? I beat them in the underground. Isn't that it? See how God works? Incredible. Yeah, so with this box rec bullshit, this one fight, two fights a year, would they allow me to get to 177-0? Dude, impossible. I have to be 200 years old to even get to 100. Fuck, man, nobody would live that long. You know what I'm saying? To be 177-0 for box rec, you'd have to live to be 200 years old, man. So tough luck, man. Box rec is not the answer. Charlie Z is the answer, man. I'm the greatest of all time, man. Box rec is a fucking show. It's a hoax. And for those of you idiots that believe in this hoax, you clowns are delusional. And you know what you deserve? You deserve a right hook or a left hook right in your face from Charlie Zonoff. You deserve to eat Charlie Zonoff's strongest punch. People are full of shit. You're downgrading the real fight game, the real fight world, which is the UBF, and you're praising the fakes. You're so brainwashed, misguided, deluded, you haters, and all you people and the mainstream itself, you people are full of shit, man. Mayweather Sr., you beat a legend. What kind of legend is he, man? I got in the ring with him and I dropped this motherfucker in seconds. Well, the legends don't get dropped in seconds. I mean, listen, it happens. No. Go back, listen to what I said. I said legends don't get dropped instantly, like when the fight begins. You know what I mean? Look, it's not even that. He was one of my easiest opponents. Mayweather Sr. Jill Zavala, one of my easiest opponents. Deontay Wilder, one of my easiest opponents in the ring. Motherfucker steps in the ring, bam. One punch. Some bitch flies up to the ropes. Come on. What kind of legends are these, man? These are not legends. They're clowns. I'm the legend. Every type of music, rap, but I don't know. Nowadays, rap is like just like mainstream boxing, man. You know what I mean? Fake. All these motherfuckers talk about it, like the shit they say in the songs, it's not authentic, man. It's not like this motherfucker, like Rick Ross, he's saying that Rick Ross was like, oh, yeah, you know, penitentiary, selling drugs. Motherfucker, you're a fucking narc, son. You clown. You fake-ass motherfucker, man. Get the fuck out of here, man. My point is, these motherfuckers talk about the shit that's not real. They'll say whatever to boost their album so they can sell it, but when you really look into it, and when you listen to Charlie Zelenoff's radio, yes, that what I'm talking about, that's what really... Go watch my fights, yes. That's my life. That's really what happens. I go to gyms and I batter Marines. I batter boxers, heavyweight MMA fighters. I'm real. You know what I mean? These guys are not. They talk about bullshit. They're fake. These clowns, these rappers sit in their mansions and you know, pretend to be gangster. Motherfuckers, you ain't gangster. You know what I mean? Yeah, Mequon, motherfuckers sitting in their mansions with gated community. You got to enter a code to, you know what I'm saying? They're pussies, man. Get the fuck out of here, man. Hey, you say the truth, you know? Maybe back in the day, you, I mean, no, they're all from the hood, you know what I mean? Okay, say that you once lived in the hood and now you upgraded, now you live in Beverly Hills, okay. But you're not a gangster. Fuckers ain't gangster. Well, maybe underground rappers are, but definitely not these mainstream motherfuckers, man. Well, I mean, when's you plan to get to before you retire? Well, I don't know, right now. Oh, retire? Probably like 300. Three, 400 at the most. What is the favorite type of punch to deliver? Let's say that 1-2, man. Left, right combo. It works, man. Always, every time I do it, punch. Oh, just one punch. Shit. Well, the left and right hook are the same power, man. Whichever lands first. One of those. But yeah, my left hook is it's lethal. It's lethal. It's like fucking, it's like a bullet. Watch upcoming boxers. Yeah, watch Charlie Z's fights. You can't be as fast, as strong as Charlie Z, but you can definitely learn from my style. You know, swarm your opponents. And that feel your opponent out bullshit. Yeah, turn off HBO, go on YouTube, go on Charlie Zelenoff's channel, watch me punch Deontay Wilder in the face and learn. I'm serious. Look how fast I timed him. You know what I mean? Bam. That rapid fire shit. Do your homework. You know what I mean? Turn off HBO and go do your homework. Don't fucking watch how I beat these motherfuckers, man. Marines. I swarm them. Don't, like, you ask your opponent, you ready? Touch gloves, boom. This is it. You just throw everything at them that they're not ready. They're not ready for. You know what I mean? Swarm them. You gotta have good stamina. I got great stamina. And that's it. Don't listen to these delusional fucking tars that you gotta go rounds, you gotta prolong the fight, you gotta. That's show. They yeah. Like, let's go some rounds. You know what I mean? Rounds, like, these delusional clowns think that going rounds, it makes you a bit look like a better, more experienced fighter. No, it does not. It just goes to show that, again, mainstream boxing is a show. They want more rounds because it's more money. Money's good. I'm selling my shirts. I'm gonna make a lot of money doing this shit off my boxing. Oh man, mainstream boxing's gonna kill themselves if I cash in on this shit. If I cash in on shit that had nothing to do with them, but it's still boxing, they're gonna fucking kill themselves. Like, I got all the wins. I had a beautiful wife, but I dumped her. You know what I mean? I believe me, I'm talking to. Oh yeah, me and this chick that me and her, I don't think it's gonna happen because this chick, she talks to me and all, and she's in Russia, you know what I mean? And like, I don't know if I want to travel that far. I always ask her to go on the video chat. She doesn't. She always gives excuses, and she just continues to hit me up. And I'm like, so I'm like, baby, I'm like, I need to know who I'm talking to. I know I'm talking to a girl, but I'm saying I need to know, like, that if you're that hot on in real life on the pictures, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you lived like in fucking Vegas or so, or New York or whatever, you know, then fuck it, I'll just go see her. But Russia's far, man. It's a whole different world. Go that fucking far, man. Yeah, I'm gonna find the right girl, man. You may ever start up your own type of box. What do you mean? I evolved the game of boxing. You know what I'm saying? Since nobody can compare to your level. Well, I evolved boxing. No, I ain't getting back. No, I'm reading some kind. I'm not getting back with Daria. Hell no. I'm telling you, man. Fuck that shit, man. She does such lines of coke, man. You understand that if I would get her pregnant, that's why like I busted in her pussy so many times when she wouldn't get pregnant. Well, it's the cocaine, baby. Yeah, yo. Daria better quit that. Yeah, yo. Champ don't fuck with yeah, yo, man. Hey, yo, for yeah, yo. Daria fuck with yeah, yo. That's all. Yeah, man, she be doing that yayo, man. Fuck that, man. I didn't know. I'm like, when I came there, I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, are you serious? I'm like, I came all the way here for this? And you think you're going to fucking seduce me with all them fucking... Man, fuck that bitch. I told her, I'm like, tell that salon chick. I said, tell that salon chick I blew her a kiss. I told Daria. Remember that salon chick I was talking about that I want to get with? It's never too late with her, man. With her, I see a future. But with this bitch, man, shit. It's the past. A bad past. A past that I don't want to look back into. Yeah, thank God I don't have kids with her, man. Fuck that. They'd be traumatized, man. Nah, kids with her, man. That traumatized is an understatement. A drug addict, that's like, yeah, they could, I don't even want to, it's disturbing to even talk about. They could be like crippled and shit, you know what I mean? Yeah, I did the right thing. I left her, man. You know what I mean? No, if she quit the drugs for like a year or two and then went to rehab, that's the thing. She never wanted to put the effort in. She never wanted to put the effort in. Like, you love me this much, then do everything in your power for me to stay with you. And this bitch is just like, I love you. I quit on my own. Liar. She's a compulsive liar. So I'm telling you fucking delusional haters, you clowns are finished. Once I get 178 in January, you fucking, I mean, she never doubted me in boxing, but, you know, my ex-wife, man, she's... I mean, she gave me pussy, but it's just like any girl that I've been with. I've been with some girls like for a few dates and that's it. We stopped seeing each other. I'm saying, okay, almost every girl I've been with gave me pussy. I mean, fuck, you don't have to be married to somebody to give them pussy, right? Especially if you're married to somebody, you know, especially to the champ. I mean, it's not like you're doing a favor. It's a favor for yourself too, you know what I mean? I mean, she felt... She was moaning. She felt good when I was fucking her. Okay, so it's like, it's sex is part of a relationship. It's part, you know, every couple has sex. You know what I mean? But yeah, next girl that I'm banging, she's gonna be super hot. Like I said, I got Daria, but she was just not. She's no good, man. She did drugs. Yeah, yo. For yeah, yo, man. I'm telling you, man. Nah, man. Nah, man. And Kim K, man, look, nobody can tell me what to do, but, you know, my homies, mostly my Armenian homies, one of my best friends, he's Armenian. He drives me to my fights. You know what I mean? They were talking me out of it. They're like, champ, you could go for any girl you want. You could, but Kim K, no. She's like a laughing stock, you know what I'm saying? Like, her own race doesn't really like her, you know? But, you know. See, and I put all that aside, and I was like, I don't give a fuck. I don't care what anybody says. I'm still going to try to, no, man. Even if she dumps Kanye, you know. I don't know, man. I'm just... I had to postpone the radio because I was, you know, got some hot girl's number, you know what I mean? Yeah, I mean, there's women out there that look better than Kim, you know? She's not the center of the world, man, you know what I'm saying? See, I'm the best boxer in the world. There's literally no fighter out there that could box better than me. Nobody. That's why I'm number one pound for pound of all time. Kim, the hottest girl in the world? I mean, hot, yes. Hottest girl in the world? Fuck no. Out of your mind, hell no. Fucking, dude, go to Ukraine, man. They got hundreds of women that look better than her. That's what I'm saying. She's overhyped. Hot? Yes. Hottest? Get out. Get the fuck out of here. The exit's that way, man. Get out of here. I'll say it again. Hot? Yes, she is. Beautiful. Yes. The most beautiful? No fucking way. No way. Hell no. Her and her sisters? No fucking way. And Ukrainian bitches will give her and her sisters a run for their money, man. Especially, yeah. Like her, she acts like, you know, come on, man, get the fuck out of here. Yeah, my next wife is going to be, she's going to be perfect, man. She's going to be the one, guarantee you. I deserve it. I won all these fights, and I'm going to win more. And, you know, I deserve the best pussy with no baggage. And a girl that doesn't do yayo. Yeah, yo. Charlie's a pound for pound king, baby. 178 and 0 coming up in change.